everyone. Sorry if you can hear like background noise. I've currently got like the tumble dryer going and DVD and stuff and various chores going on at one go. So I'm kind of pleading for help here. I did this over Twitter and on Facebook, and so far nothing's worked. It's about the fact that our son is currently taking his nappy off, falling asleep and then wetting the bed. Now, we're definitely sure what's happening is he literally is falling asleep and weeing in his sleep. He isn't actually waking up, taking his nappy off and getting lost or anything like that. He's literally, before he goes to sleep, he's taking his nappy off and then getting himself comfortable without the nappy on, and then falling asleep, which means, of course, without the protection of a nappy on, he just ends up weeing the entirety of the bed and getting himself soaking wet. The idea given to me by a few people was to put the nappy on backwards. This does not help because literally all he is doing is literally pulling it down. It would not matter if it was backwards or forwards or anything. He is just pushing them down with force, like underwear or trousers, really. We've also put shorts over the nappy, as well as putting on his pyjama bottoms, so he's like got a layer, and still he takes it off. So we're kind of at a loss. I mean, I know also some people said, why don't you use like a safety pin? Again, that won't really help because, as I said, he just pushes them down. There's just nothing we can think of. We always ask him before he goes to bed to use the potty, and that's at least a bonus that he's actually emptied himself as much as he can before going to sleep. But of course, there's still going to be something still left in him. Plus, he does like to have a small drink by the side of the bed, which he will drink. We have tried not having a drink at bedtime. We cut drinks out between by 5:30. He doesn't have a drink until bedtime. His bedtime is now 6:15. He usually gets into bed about 7 o'clock. So he's had a fair bit of time of having no drink. And between that time, he tends to have used the potty maybe once, maybe twice. So we know he's fairly empty by the time he's gone to bed. We have reduced the amount of juice that we give him at bedtime from a full cup to, he now has about half a cup. Trouble is, if he doesn't settle, he does quite often just lay in his bed, drink his drink, and the next thing we hear about an hour later is him opening his door going, "Drink please, mommy," and he won't go back to bed unless we give him another drink. And we tend to try and give him as little as possible. It's been a battle, to say the least, the whole drink thing. He just seems to constantly be thirsty is a problem. I'm not sure how, because he drinks so goddamn much. The whole idea of the nappy being backwards, pinning it, whatever, not going to work because, like I said, it's just, to him, it's just pants. He can push them down as hard as he can, and he will get it off. We are currently having to use disposables because of the amount that he weighs. I have been thinking about taking out some of our cloth nappies again. The trouble is, any of the ones that I think would suit him, that would stay through the night, would be ones that require a wrap, and all my wraps are Velcro. Velcro is very easy to take off. So I'm kind of at a bit of a loss as to what to do. I am looking at maybe trying out the I did one time try the Little Lamb pocket nappy, which is, it's a size nappy, but it's got a pocket, and you put, it comes with this massive piece of bamboo that you just wrap up, and then you can boost it. That has survived night, just about. So I might give that a go tonight. I don't know. It's because that's got poppers, but it really will require a lot of boosting, especially with bamboo. If people who don't know about cloth nappies, bamboo's like super ultra absorbent. I am expecting to try some charcoal bamboo, I think it's called, which is supposedly meant to be even more absorbent and actually dry very quickly. So I might end up having to test that out for night time at this rate. But yeah, I'd really, really like some help. I'm just so... I'm out of ideas. I really am, and it's getting ridiculous. I have done 4 loads of washing today, 2 of which were... Well, one was bed sheets for our son's bed, and the other one was actual bedding. It's just getting insane. it's costing us a lot of money in washing. It's also costing us a lot of tumble drying as well, because I can't really hang large things outside where we live at the minute. So I'm having to put those in the tumble dryer just to get them out of the way and put away. So yeah. Help me! this can't be just me that's having this problem. There must be other things. If it wasn't for the fact that he doesn't wake up, I would be going on about getting him to start nighttime potty training. But it, to me, seeing the way that I literally go in about 8 o'clock into his bedroom just to make sure he's got a nappy on. And pretty much about 90% of the time he's fallen asleep and he's not got the nappy on, but he's still dry. I have accidentally left it till about 9 o'clock and found that he's not got a nappy on and had a wee. So at least I know kind of between 8 and 9 o'clock he ends up having a wee. But yeah, it's the fact he just doesn't wake up, so it's, I don't know. Anyway, if any of you got some ideas, some advice, anything that I can think of at all, preferably nothing that would cost an absolute bomb. It's bad enough that I've had to go back on disposables. But we'll see. I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna try out this nappy idea I've just had, with the, and see if that stays on his body, because it's getting ridiculous. Oh, here comes the devil. Anyway, I better get going. Thanks very much in advance. And yeah, just tweet me or Facebook me or whatever. Thanks. Bye.